In the last decade, China has emerged as a global economic superpower, thanks in part to its burgeoning population. But while the nation has prospered economically, concerns over population growth have cemented the country's controversial one-child policy. The recent release of China's latest population census has brought to light new fiscal and social challenges the country will face in the coming decade. Bernard Salt is a demographer who specialises in population and economic analysis. He says China's one-child policy may have slowed population growth, but it has also created significant shortfalls in government revenue.
This is going to cause China quite some issues in the late 2010s and into the 2020s. It's the ratio between the productive and the non-productive population that China needs to navigate over the next 20 years.
Although the reason behind Australia's ageing population are very different, Salt says both nations face the same concerns in the decades ahead.
There is a great deal of similarity between the ageing of the Chinese population base and the ageing of the Australian population base. The bottom line is this. The issue of caring for the aged was not a problem 50 years ago, and certainly prior to that, because everyone conveniently dropped dead in their 60s or early 70s.
Mr. Salt believes for both nations to remain prosperous, citizens must accept that living longer means working longer.
I cannot see any other way around this other than people working longer. The idea of stopping work at 55 and taking superannuation is not sustainable if you intend to live through to the age of 90.
Some experts, however, have questioned the validity of the census data provided by the Chinese government. Feng Shongyi is an associate professor with the China Research Centre at the University of Technology in Sydney. Professor Feng believes the reliability of the census data is questionable.
First of all, I may raise some doubt on the accuracy of the census because the so-called one-child policy have never been fully implemented in rural China. A lot of new births have not been reported to the state, to the government.
He says recent trips to China's rural regions has shown him evidence of scant regard for the controversial policy.
In the countryside myself visit in the last few years, none of the rural families have only one child. They either have two or three or even more. It does not conform to the government policy in that way.
Professor Feng believes the census data could have been skewed to suit government purposes.
The Chinese government are very well known by inventing the figures to show their agenda.
If the figures are to be believed, Mr. Salt says China must find alternatives to traditional economic models.
China and many other countries are going to have to learn to manage with a sustainable population base.
The Chinese population debate has also reignited the discussion within Australia. Mr. Salt says sustainability is the key, but won't be achieved overnight.
I believe that Australia should be reaching a sustainable population level. I think that that level should be around about 30 to 35 million people. People like Dick Smith and others say, let's cut it at 22 or 23 million. I'm saying, well, fine, let's move towards a sustainable population, but let's make that transition steadily over the next 20 years by scaling back gradually the rate of growth.